After Alexander Graham Bell's death, the artifacts of his work were kept in the old kite house at Ben Brea, Bell's summer estate in Bedeque. 30 years after his death, his two daughters, Elsie Bell Grosvenor and Marion Bell Fairchild, presented the contents of their father's old museum to the people of Canada. The Canadian government pledged to provide a building to house the collection. The resulting Alexander Graham Bell National Historic Site is located in Bedeque, the scene of so many of Bell's adventures. Situated on his beloved Bredour Lakes, it affords a fine view of the estate still known as Ben Brea. The Alexander Graham Bell National Historic Site is situated on 25 acres of land donated by the government of Nova Scotia. Its triangular design was inspired by Bell's tetrahedrons, the four-sided triangles used by the inventor in his kite making. The opening ceremonies in 1956 were attended by family and associates of Alexander Graham Bell. J.A.D. McCurdy, the sole survivor of Bell's Aerial Experiment Association and the pilot of the Silver Dart, recalled the days when flight was still in its infancy. Today, the Alexander Graham Bell National Historic Site contains the world's largest and most comprehensive collection of Bell artifacts and archives. Replicas of early telephone models explore the development of the telephone. Over 600 poster-sized photographs trace the course of Bell's life. The photograph collection was compiled by Gilbert Grosvenor, Bell's son-in-law and an early editor of the National Geographic magazine. Over the years, the Bell family and the National Geographic Society had supplemented the original donation with artifacts relating to Bell's work with the deaf. The site was expanded in 1978 to include the enormous hydrofoil hull. The hull houses both the hull of the original HD-4 and a full-sized reproduction of the craft, complete with outriggers and decks. The site welcomes approximately 160,000 people each year and is a cornerstone of the local economy. Outside, the landscaped gardens appeal to visitors, much as the Ben Brea Gardens did in Mabel Bell's day. Picnic tables and the roof garden offer scenic vistas of the Bredour Lakes. The site also functions as a center for the study of Bell's scientific and humanitarian work. There, researchers may consult copies of Bell's letters, dictated notes, and home notes. The AEA Bulletin and Ben Brea Recorder provide new insights into this exciting time in history. The Children's Interpretive Program encourages young visitors to repeat Bell's experiments.